Ukrainian officials want Turkey to confiscate what they say is tons of stolen grain on board a Russian-flagged cargo ship. The grain was shipped from Ukraine's port of Berdyansk, which is now under Russian control. Ukraine's ambassador to Turkey told Al Jazeera that it's presented documents proving the cargo belongs to them. He says the law is clearly on Kyiv's side.
Now, really, the procedures are being conducted. So it is interagency communications, and the decisions should be adopted, I believe, today. So we presented the whole documents, including the court decision and request from the prosecutor general with regard to this case. So Turkish side have all full evidences about the illegal transfer of grain from occupied territory of Berdyansk from our port. And now we believe that it should be arrested, and all the investigations should be going on according to the request of our prosecutor general.
Russia's President Vladimir Putin has congratulated his troops for their victory in Ukraine's Luhansk region. Ukraine was forced to withdraw from the city of Lysychansk in the face of a Russian advance.
There was no encirclement, but all the roads were under fire. We managed to do a centralized withdrawal and evacuate all the injured. We took back all the equipment, so from this point, the withdrawal was organized well. Russia won't capture the Donetsk region quickly because while Luhansk held the front line, Donetsk was reinforced and a few defense lines were dug, so it won't be easy to pass through.
In the UK, several protests are underway over rising fuel prices. There have been reports of severe disruption to traffic. Protesters are angry at the rise in petrol and diesel prices, which hit a record high last week. Police in the U.S. state of Ohio are calling for calm after releasing footage of officers shooting a black man. Hundreds of protesters marched through Akron, where 25-year-old Jaylen Walker was killed by police last week after he fled a traffic stop. About 30,000 people are under evacuation orders in the Australian city of Sydney as it braces for more flooding. Emergency services have carried out dozens of rescues. The Sydney area has already experienced four times its normal monthly rainfall for July.